It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The annual St. Patrick's Day Parade takes place downtown this Saturday. It will be just one of many parades across the country celebrating the day. But how does the United States celebration of St. Patrick's Day differ from that of the Emerald Isle? Here with an explanation is County Cork native Anne Flynn Schlicht. She's Assistant Director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, filling in for Rebecca Harris. Anne, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. I'm delighted to be here.
Delighted to have you here with your wonderful accent and your knowledge of the history of St. Patrick's Day. What is the back? What are the things that Americans, in your view, just simply don't know about the day and how it's celebrated in Ireland?
Well, there's a lot. St. Patrick's Day, or as we say, the Feast of St. Patrick, Lough Fela Pádraic, which is the Irish for it, is a cultural and religious holiday celebrated annually on March 17th, which is the death date of our patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick. And the day honours St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland, as well as celebrates the heritage and culture of Ireland. And St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday in Ireland, widely celebrated by Irish people of Irish descent all around the world. Some things that a lot of people are not aware of is St. Patrick was not Irish. St. Patrick was born in Roman Britain in the 4th century to a very wealthy family. And at the age of 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken captive to the west coast of Ireland as a slave to tend to sheep. So, and it says that according to his confession, he was told by God in a dream to flee from Ireland and board a ship to Britain and then moved on to France, where he became a priest and then a bishop. And later on in 1432, he returned to Ireland, where he again said he was called back to Ireland by God to Christianize the Irish.
Oh, did he chase out all the snakes?
That is a myth.
That is a myth. Okay.
I can tell you that.
I'm glad you straightened that out for us.
Ireland, you know, is an island, and we do not have snakes. But snakes often represent evil, and they symbolically is saying that St. Patrick drove the old evil pagan ways out of Ireland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, do you have parades over there on St. Patrick's Day?
We do have parades, but until the 1970s, St. Patrick's Day in Ireland was a religious holiday. And believe it or not, most pubs were not open on that day. A priest would acknowledge the day people would go to mass, families would pin fresh shamrock on their clothes, and we would celebrate with a big meal. And St. Patrick's Day celebrations actually were invented in America by Irish Americans. Hmm. And it was Irish charitable organizations who celebrated St. Patrick's Day with banquets such as in Boston and New York and Chicago. And in the 18th century, Irish soldiers fighting with the British in the U.S. Revolutionary War held the first St. Patrick's Day parade. And this was, again, to show their solidarity to their Irish roots. And over the years, more and more parades happened in the United States. In Chicago, they show solidarity by dyeing the rivers green. And in Washington, the North White House fountain has been dyed green since 2009. But
because of President Obama, who has Irish heritage.
Correct. But also is as well to recognize the day. And so the U.S. tradition of St. Patrick's Day, packed pubs, the whole green silliness of the day.
You actually got that from us in Ireland.
That is true.
Wow, amazing.
And during the mid-90s, the Irish government finally figured out that the popularity of St. Patrick's Day was a great way to boost spring tourism, and they should take advantage of the opportunity.
Which I was going to ask you, like, how are St. Patrick's Day celebrations a tourism and business boon for the Emerald Isle?
Oh, they're huge. They're huge. The Irish government set up a group called the St. Patrick's Day Festival, which is to showcase Ireland and the culture. The first festival was held on the 17th of March, 1996. It was a two-day event, I believe. And since then, it has grown from a three-day to a five-day event. This year, they're marking the festival. They're looking at a three-year theme of past, present, and future. And this year, they're looking at the past, where they're looking at the history of Ireland. But it's not just in Dublin there's parades. There's parades all over Ireland and all different cities, and in my hometown of Cork as well. But in terms of tourism, last year the parade brought in 85, or they said close to 1 million people came for the parade.
Wow.
Which is huge. And in terms of business, the parade brought in 122 million euro for the Irish government.
That's a pretty good sum of money.
It's a nice bit of money, especially well, now, since Ireland's trying to recover right now. So,
what about the numbers over here for St. Patrick's Day? Very quickly, because we're starting to run out of time.
Oh, yes, yes.
But there's a lot of numbers to run through, aren't there?
There is. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is big business here in the United States. We have huge parades in all the cities. And it's big as well for businesses, pubs and bars that make a lot of money out of the day. And they just one thing I was reading that, you know, a lot of people go out that day and drink Guinness. And any given day, there's 5.5 million pints of Guinness consumed
That's
around
any
the
given
world.
Day.
Yeah.
And, not St. Patrick's
no,
Day.
No, on any given day.
What about
on St. Patrick's Day, that number doubles to 13 million pints now. Last year, they said that Americans spent $4 billion on St. Patrick's Day, right? And the most eager demographics were the younger people. But $4 billion is a lot of money being spent on that day. And
wow.
Most Americans, 80%, avoid being pinched by wearing green. So merchandise is big.
Anything green.
I was down at Mike Greenberg's in the Strip getting my St. Patrick's Day parade T-shirt, and he was telling me that the St. Patrick's Day is the second biggest event after New Year's Eve.
And are you going to the parade here?
I am going to the parade on Saturday. It'll be a great day. If we have weather like this, we're expecting a huge turnout. Please come down. We have Olympians coming, so it's going to be a great day for everybody.
Ann Flynn Schlicht, County Cork native, here talking about St. Patrick's Day with us. She's Assistant Director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, filling in for Rebecca Harris. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you very much, Paul, and Le Fela Podrick to all your guests.
And to you. And tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Mayor Bill Peduto makes his monthly visit to the program. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.